Oh, God morning, God morning, God morning. We welcome each of you to the Master's Call on this. We choose to believe that God is doing great things Thursday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for your presence here on the Master's Call. Thank you for your power, God. Thank you for your anointing, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us, oh God. And on this day, we choose to believe that you are doing great things in our lives, Father. So we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you, Lord, for Artist Life. We thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, that you are doing new and great things, Father, and they are springing up right now, God. Have your way, oh God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Bless the speaker as they will come forth this morning, Father. Increase in them right now as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, we're expecting great things today in our lives. We expect miracles in our life. We expect signs and wonders in our life, Father, and we'll be forever grateful, forever grateful, forever grateful to give your name, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, and to give you all of our praise. And these things I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm turning the call over to our host. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Well, I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for being the awesome God. I'm telling you, I'm just so overwhelmed and just thankful to God that we're with a call. We're with a group of people who loves to honor and praise our holy God. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone. Minister Sharon, oh, glory to God. Thank you for allowing God to use you to enter us into his presence with thanksgiving, with he is our great God. Great things that he is doing. I'll tell you, I don't know about you guys, but as we go forth before the Lord, TMC family, God is doing great things. And this morning, let me share who I am. I'm Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Tiffany and the TMC family, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary, where God is doing great and wonderful things. So let me just share a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the word that they stood on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we are thankful to God that he's doing just that as we allow him to use us to his glory and to edify the body of Christ. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker and the directives of our fast that we're in the midst of right now. And today is day 27 on this wonderful day where we are praying for the corporate leadership of Artist Life and their families. And we're just thanking God for what he's doing in Artist Life. And I'll share just a little bit about that as we go forth. But we are on day 27, so it's still not too late. We're going forth on to days for 40 days. So we definitely want you to, you know, to get in tune with us and allow God to use you and just have his way in our lives. So, again, we are fasting and praying. So the theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, I want to be a part of this ministry, and you could do so as greeting. You can host, or you can share a word from the Lord. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, Artist Life is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and whoever introduced you to this call would gladly share with you about our wonderful products. And this is the company that brought us here to the Master's Call. It started back over 29 years with the Antonio Diaz de Leon starting that awesome company with just a bra. Yes, just a bra, and then turned around and had some other garments and wonderful health and wellness products. And now we are having a new morning motivational call right after this call every Monday through Friday to give you more insight about Artist Life. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. Today you can hear testimonies about these awesome products. That PIN is 294-617-POUND. Manager D. Lee will be hosting Testimonial Thursday. You definitely want to tune in and hear about that. Well, now what we're going to do is continue on into the presence of the Lord. And what I'm going to do is introduce to you the speaker for this morning as we are standing on God doing great things. She is one of our co-founders. And she is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. And I tell you, you'll hear the Spirit ruling and reigning through her and in her when she comes on. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State University. She is a blessed woman of God. She's a mother. She's a wife. She is a grandmother, a Gigi, okay? And she is a woman who served the country as well as served around the world. She was a chaplain in the service. She's a woman of God who has placed her life into God's hands, and he has led her to be blessed with another man of God after her 37 years of marriage with the husband who went on to be with the Lord. And this man of God that God has placed in her life, now you can tell God has ordained this union. And we're so thankful for, I call him Pastor Lester Patton. Well, this woman of God is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and she is a woman that's going to come forth in the knowledge, in the wisdom, and the love of the Lord. I introduce to some, present to others, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Good morning. I am right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you to our prayer general and Mississippi Queen. I tell you, Minister Brenda Terrell, you are super fantastic, and we see the anointing of the Lord working through your life. We give God the glory for you. We thank God for Minister Tiffany. Lord have mercy, Minister Tiffany. I said you could have gone on and preached this morning because I could hear the preach down in you. And to God be the glory for our Minister Sharon. That's okay, baby. I got it. For our Minister Sharon. God knows that Minister Sharon has absolutely blessed us over these few days. I'm expecting great things. I can't sing like them, but honey, I can give God a glorious praise. I can just give him a noise, whatever is coming up out of my throat, because after hearing her sing that song, I know it is straight from God. I know that it is a song that is positioning us as we are going through this fast, as we are going through. I'm telling you, we're going through. We aren't getting off the train. We are going through. We are here. We are over. halfway there, and we are not quitting. We are going on through, expecting great things. And if we stop and think about it, you all, we already have some great things happening in our lives. Listen to me. Listen to me. We are doing what I believe God would have us to do. And when you're doing what God says for you to do and wants you to do, all you can do is expect great things. And you can know that the devil, they ain't going to like it. It's all right. He's already defeated. Somebody need to say amen. Now, I give honor to my own spiritual sister in the Lord. And I tell you, we are knitted by the heart and the hip. And I thank God for she, and I thank God that she's allowed Mother Josie to really be my mother. I can see her praying for us in the rocking chair. I do thank God for my husband this morning. He just came in here saying, baby, I didn't know we were going to do this morning. I said, we aren't. I am. And so I said, go and do what you got to do. And so I am thanking God this morning for the TMC family. I thank God. I don't know who else is thanking him, but help me to thank God this morning for this 40-day fast. Help me to say, thank you, Jesus, that you called us to do this. Help me to say, thank you, Jesus, that this fast is breaking down these fleshly desires. Said, thank you, Jesus, that this fast is giving me a sense of discernment that I never had before. Thank you, Jesus, for the new place that you are walking us into because of this fast, not what we see today, but what we are setting up for the future. Thank you, God, for the obedience to walk through it, God. We thank you. Thank you for strengthening us and giving us what we need right now to go through. Yes, this is a prayer call, and every now and then that prayer thing would just come up. We can't help ourselves. But let me calm down now, because I have a word for you today. As you know, my husband and I, wonderful man of God, I thank God for him. I thank God that he brought him into my life as my covering, spiritual covering for this season of my life, and that indeed he loves the Lord. He loves to pray. And he has been supportive, so supportive of me with this fasting. And so you all, we have been talking and preaching and teaching on fasting because we see this as one of the elements in our spiritual walk that is sometimes lacking. And not only are we doing the 40-day fast as our annual fast, beginning off the first of the year fast, we also do a quarterly 10-day fast. So what we are saying to you is fasting is not just something that we do right now, but it is something that we should incorporate in our lives as a part of our spiritual walk and lifestyle with the Lord. Somebody say, I'm doing it, Lord. Help me to do it if you aren't doing it. And somebody else is saying, I want to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Well, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and us. We together with the help of the Lord can do it, you all. And so if you're having a challenge with it, just call Pastor V or myself. We are here to help you through this process because it will absolutely change your life. And so we have just started off this, I'm telling you, this year, telling you all that fasting can do for you. I was so thankful to hear my husband when he gave that list of what fasting absolutely bring into your life. And I say to all of you who are sick in your bodies, know that fasting brings healing in your bodies. Those who have broken away or there has been some destruction, God brings restoration. Hallelujah. God brings protection. I thank God that we have been talking about God bringing breakthroughs in our lives over this past 2 weeks. God is bringing breakthroughs in our lives. And so the last thing that we talked about is kind of like, if he did it once, he can do it again. Hey, glory to God. So we talked about the fact that he did it for Job. He brought a breakthrough in Job's life that all of us sing and read and study on and wrap ourselves around if we are in the Lord right now, so that indeed we know that God did it for Job. He brought him from a place that none of us would want to be, where it appears that he had lost everything. Glory to God. Ooh, glory. When we start going through, if we stop and read the book of Job, we'll know that we haven't seen anything. Oh, 10 children to all die one night in a party. I don't know anybody right now in my generation that had 10 children. Good God of mercy. We said, what in the world are you doing when you get to 6? Most of us were fooled and told us we didn't need but 2, a boy and a girl, a dog and a house and a husband. That's all we needed. But here Job had 10 children, got the news that all of them had been killed in a party. All of them in the same night. Good God, what kind of grief is that? Come back, all of his sheep were gone. All of his livestock. Job, I'm talking about Job. My husband gave that example last week, on Monday. And so now, you all, let me go into another one, and I want to talk just a little bit. Y'all, whenever I think about Job losing 10 children, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 50 donkeys. Good God of mercy. What is that? What is that? It is a story, you all, to help us know that God brought him through that and gave him double for his trouble. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I'm here to tell you that when Job put those ashes on his face and sat there and looked at his friends and said, I don't know what you all talking about, but how? God, I have. Had a wife that Job cursed that God of yours and died. Your wife, your friend, your confidant, the one you make love to and sleep with every night, tell you to curse God and die? When I get to a place a lot of times where I don't know what to do, I say, babe, what you think we need to do? And if he told me something crazy like that, I said, boy, I know that you ain't from the Lord. You better get up out of here. And then my friends, here's Brenda and Tiffany and V, and they telling me, asking me, what did you do wrong? You had to do something wrong for all this mess to come up on you. No, no, no. You all, let's learn from this story. That's a good story, babe. I'm glad that you shared it on Monday. But today, you all, I'm going to go to one over in the New Testament, the woman with the issue of blood. Now, think about it. 12 years, she needed a miracle, y'all. She needed a breakthrough. This woman was in a terrible condition. And not only was she in it for today, she had been in it for many years. Think about for 12 years. Oh, Lord, I couldn't go 12. Shoot, when we go 12 days with our cycle, we talking about we better go to the doctor. There's something wrong with this picture. But 12 long years, she's been going from doctor to doctor trying to figure out why is she hemorrhaging like this. And in the Mosaic law, if a woman was going through that period in her life, she was considered unclean. Think about being unclean for a whole 12 years. Wherever she sat was also considered unclean. Wherever she went, oh, can you imagine the turmoil she experienced because others quickly found out about her? And I'm sure that they began to talk about her. And look, you know how folks sit back and talk about us when they don't really know. And they look at you with disgust in their eyes. And, oh, my God, when they think that you are unclean, have done. Think about how you look at a prostitute. Think about how you with your self-righteous self, look at the drunk and those laying out in the street where it's not for the grace of God, there would lie you or go you, strutting you. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank you today that you have put a prayer down in my belly for that which I don't understand. When I look at those situations, I don't understand them. But I know that God has given me an eye to see them for a reason. And it is not for me to criticize and to talk about or to look at these people with disgust, but to say, God, why did you allow me to see that? Well, the scriptures also reveal to us that she had given all her money, you all. She had spent all she had. She didn't have any of these health insurance policies that we had today. But she went through all her money, going to all these doctors, trying to get better. But in her trying to get better, she grew worse and worse. I can imagine how she felt. I can just imagine how she felt on the inside. I believe that she felt one of those things that we teach people you feel when you are beginning to feel feel like you're suicidal. She felt hopeless, hopelessness. Have you ever been in a place where you just felt absolutely hopeless? There is no hope for you. There is nothing good going to happen to you today. It's no sense in getting up today because the sun is not going to shine on your side of the street today. Have you ever felt like there was no hope for you? Glory be to God. That's a terrible situation to find yourself in. She went through weeks and months. And month after month and year after year with the same annoying condition until one day a man by the name of Jesus Christ was introduced to her, and he was preaching the gospel in her area and spreading hope to those who were lost and bound. And as she watched Jesus, and she didn't watch him on the TV, y'all, she had to watch him from afar performing miracles, she said to herself, Lord, oh, God, if I can just get through. And guess what? She broke all kinds of rules to get to him. She said, if I can just get through, hey, you better want a breakthrough this morning. If you can just get through whatever is holding you back, if you can just get through, if you can just get through, this fasting is helping a lot of us to just get through. She broke all kinds of rules to get to him. Why? Because she was not supposed to be out in the public, for one, for she was unclean. In fact, the moment that the miracle was released, there was a pause as Jesus asked the question, who touched me? She got through the crowd. Oh, Lord, I was intending to tell you all how she got out of the bed, got out of the house, got on down the street. She had enough courage to just get. She just went through the crowd. She went through all of these different layers of barriers that were trying to hold her back. I got to wrap this thing up. She went through those barriers. You got to go through. Hallelujah. You may go through one barrier and look up and there's another one. Don't stop. Go through it. You just keep going until you feel that you've touched Jesus. You know, not feel, but you know, because we walk not by sight, not by feeling, but by faith. By faith, I know I'm going to touch Jesus. By faith, I'm going to hang on to nothing but his hem. And when she touched his hem, the virtue went out of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God went into her. And he looked around and said, who touched me? Everybody around him had to be looking around and saying, how dare she be out and touch Jesus? What is her problem? Oh, Lord, it's time for us to stone her to death. She ain't got no business out here. And Jesus was adamant that someone had touched him in the midst of all of the people who were standing around. And as they cleared back, she said, here I am. I touch you, Lord Jesus. And she went in there expecting to receive a breakthrough, to expect to receive a miracle. How many of you entered this fast expecting to receive a breakthrough, expecting to receive a miracle? Or are you just going through it to know that you can go through 40 days without eating? Or are you just going through it because Pastor V and I said that it's a good thing to do? I'm asking you to put down that thing. Expect a great thing, that thing that you've been too afraid to even ask him for. You've looked at this house and you said, God, it's too much for me to ask you for. You've thought about your children and they've gone astray. God, I tried, I prayed, I've given, I've done, I've gone. But God, I'm telling you to expect a breakthrough there. God, they said that my credit is too bad. I've had a bankruptcy on it over these past 7 years. They aren't going to give me anything. You better expect a breakthrough. Go in the places that they say you aren't supposed to go in. Submit those papers that they say ain't no sense in you submitting because there's no chance that you are going to get it. Expect a great thing from the Lord as we are going through this fast, as we are going through, expect breakthroughs, not just one, breakthroughs as we are going through this fast. God, in the name of Jesus, I can see you all down there talking to Jesus. Lord, I've been bleeding all these years. I've been rejected. I've been persecuted. I've been marked and scorned. I have no more money left, as I've given it to all of the doctors who treated this issue throughout the years. All my hope has been gone, but then I heard about you performing miracles and healings, and I knew that if I could just touch the hem of your garment, that I would be made whole and things will be changed in my life. How many of you are in a situation right now that you need to be made whole? You feel broken. Hallelujah. We all know the end of this story. Our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, daughter, thou faith has made you whole. Mark 5, 24 through 34 is the story. I didn't read it because I want you to go back and read it yourself. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Some of you have been in turmoil night in, and day out. But God is saying, I speak peace to you today. This was the only one of the many miracles that I've read in the Bible that was wrought at the hands of our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, this was the only one of the many miracles that Jesus Christ absolutely put his hands on for real, that will forever be recorded in the Bible. This people talk about over and over and over again. And think about them talking about it, and she's being a woman who was rejected, and it should not have been in here, but it was in here. There are a lot of places that folks say you should not be, but you will be because you've gone through this fast. Things that they say you should not have, you will have because you've gone through this fast. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on and say, therefore, Minister Brenda, you better come take this thing, because I feel the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It was a beautiful breakthrough. Expect God for a beautiful breakthrough in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that profound message, anointed message. Yes, we are expecting a breakthrough. It's taking place right now. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we, say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the Spirit of Truth ruling and reigning through our lives, oh God. Thank you, Father, for honoring our prayers and our praise as we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, knowing, Lord God, that you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that we so love and adore, Lord God, in our lives. We ask for healing of those that are going through trying times with their health. We're decreeing and declaring them healed by the blood of the Lamb, and we're thanking you in advance. We thank you, Father, for even touching the hearts of those bereaved families, Father God, of their loved ones going on to be with you. And we know, Father God, that you can comfort them like none other. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for our Artist Life family, for artists in its entirety. We thank you for what you're doing in our everyday lives. We thank you. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you for this woman of God who poured into us this morning, realizing, Father God, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. So bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Bless everything that touches her and she touches, Father God. And we do receive it, we decree it, and we declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, TMC family, there's really not much more to say, but you can hear this message again, 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And also remember that we have the morning motivational call coming up next with testimonies. You definitely want to hear these testimonies. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for just allowing God to use you this morning. And thank you again, Dr. I'm about to call Minister Tiffany, Dr. Tiffany, our other songbird. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that awesome prayer. And thank you, Dr. PK, for that profound message. Would you please come and close us out with a benediction?
Glory be to God. I leave this call today and leave you saying, I'm expecting a great thing. I'm expecting a great breakthrough. I'm expecting to have all that God says belong to me. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide in each of your lives. From this day forth, in Jesus' name I pray, thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day today, my friends. Bye-bye.